fit and socially awkward like me, which is Andrew.
The direct quote was, "It's a shame that Keith is so old now because I can't float him down the river."
Okay, that's what Pedro put.
I didn't take it out of context.
Anyway, it's the last day today of the ride-free zone in Seattle. Some people are upset. I got to say, it was nice and all during a boom to take a section of town. And I said part of the reason they did it was to be good for downtown businesses.
Well, the main reason they did it was it takes so long for people to pay to get on a bus was one of the rationales they used.
I had heard that,
they
too.
They open up both doors of the bus. People come and go pretty briskly.
Right. But are we in a time where literally the term free ride should exist?
Well, first of all, this wasn't during a boom. This has been going since I was a kid.
40 years.
Yeah, I've been going in and
Seattle has been booming since much longer than... I mean, Seattle is a growing...
Well, it's come and it's gone. When I moved here, there were posters all over, billboards with the last person to leave Seattle, please turn out the lights.
Oh, that was a bust.
Yeah, there was a total bust going
on. What year was that?
1972, I think.
And were the bus rides free all the way since then?
Yes, they've been free since about then, I would say.
I stand corrected.
And it's just been...
So it's an entitlement.
Yeah, it's been an entitlement if you live in Seattle to get from one end of 4th Avenue to the other.
For free.
Yeah, and they'll let you know about Jackson Street. They'll go, okay, last free stop. I mean, it's basically from Pioneer Square to the Seattle Center. If you want to go any further, you're going to have to pay.
Eric, you can just take the answers till you get the correct one. We're not going to take any more incorrect guesses.
Okay, there's one on... Oh, shoot. Okay, great. I will do that.
I think they're going to bring it back, personally.
You think this won't stand?
I don't think it'll stand.
Will we riot like Greece?
Do you know how much they're going to save annually by eliminating the ride-free zone? Did you see that?
How much?
$2 million.
Right, $2 million additional revenue.
$2 million, really not that much when you consider... how you are going to delay the streets when you consider there's already a protest planned for today. Homeless advocates are going to be marching. They're calling it a funeral march from 3:30 to 5:30.
Because won't the buses smell less like urine?
All kidding aside.
That's not kidding.
This is the only way that people who are trying to better themselves can get around. Some people can't afford $2 a ride. I mean, seriously, I'm not a bleeding heart for this kind of stuff. I actually usually tend to fall on the other side where it's like, screw it, where's your $2?
Yeah.
But this makes sense to me.
Well, they're providing a loop. They're going to run a 7-stop loop around through downtown to help those who can't afford to ride the bus to the opportunity to get the social services that they need to get to. They're going to provide some
Metro Transit's doing it because they're facing budget cuts. The ride that cost nothing for 40 years will soon cost $2.25 Saturday morning. King County hopes that will add up to about $2 million in extra fares annually, which Jody, on the way to her underground garage under her house, says,
$2 million. That's couch change.
No, I'm aligning myself with the downtrodden here.
Yeah, I see. That's what you're doing.
I am.
Advocates for the poor and the homeless
say that
the changes will hurt those who can afford it the least because now they'll have to get exercise.
Oh, right.
You know what? Anybody who can't walk the distance of that bus, boo-hoo. Be honest.
No, girl.
Be honest. Who can't walk that far?
The guy who lost his leg in the war.
Oh, that one guy.
People who are old.
But I like how you pull the bed out of the hat. I think that's good.
Old people, sick people, hurt people, people with families, people who are trying to just like get going. Now, of course.
Those are the same 40% that are sucking off the government teat all the time.
My people. Compassion is for only people who are trying to get something done, not for people who are snoozing and smell like urine. Those people need to be kicked off and pay their $2.
All right. Obviously, it's controversial. Riders who are upset by the change plan a mock funeral march tomorrow for the ride-free area between 3:30 and 5:30 along 3rd Avenue. But they say they'll stay on the sidewalk because the city has warned them, do not disrupt, do not do anything dangerous. Traffic between Westlake and the county courthouse could be impacted. A bike protest, it's being billed as an international bike blockade. They're calling it Super Swarm, plans to block intersections and cripple traffic.
And these guys do that from time to time, irregardless of what's happening with the buses all over the country. It's just bike activists that go out.
And are they organizing via social network to come to the aid of people?
They've done that in the city quite a few times.
Don't get me wrong. I love a free ride. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it, I guess. One gathering will start in Occidental Park in Pioneer Square, another at 5:30 leaving Westlake Park.
I'm sure Metro drivers love it because I'll tell you, I bet every day they have an argument with somebody, thinks they're in the free ride zone. They've left the free ride zone. They try to get off the bus. They ask them for money, and it becomes a hassle for them.
They're going to hate this because they get the front line public dissent about losing the free ride zone. Nobody's going to complain to their congressman or their city council member.
Let me ask you this.
The bus driver.
If you think it's a good thing, I'll respect that. Let me ask you if you'd all think it would be worth it to simply jack the fares everywhere else to raise the extra $2 million.
Yeah, that's probably, I would support that.
And how often do you take the bus?
I don't take the bus.
I need people who take the bus.
Okay. So I'm happy to jack fares for you.
Here's Karen in Linwood.
Zero
Hello.
Skin in the game.
Hello, Karen.
Hi. At the risk of sounding like an elitist snob, as somebody who works in the hotel industry, I can tell you that I refer tourists to that free bus zone all the time. Most often, they ride once and say never again. But those same tourists, if they were sitting next to paying customers and not customers who were riding for free and possibly had not had a shower in a while, would ride again. So for tourism, it's a good thing.
All right.
On my street.
Thank you, Karen. Jamie in Kenmore, go ahead.
So I personally think it's a good thing. First, we need the money, and I ride the ride free zone to where I've had a lot of homeless people get on the bus, and they do smell. I mean, they have lots of baggage with them. The other issue that you run into, especially in the ride free zone, is that if they're doing drugs and using used nasty needles on the bus, they'll dispose of them on the bus and in the seats. And there was a time when people were getting stuck just by sitting down.
Hmm. All right. Now, what about what Jody says? Because I have worked with some agencies downtown a little bit, and around Thanksgiving time, some millionaire club stuff and some of these missionaries. What about the people who are trying to better themselves and that's their only way to get around? They may still look like a bum to you and they may still not smell good, but this does make it tougher on them.
I understand that. The bus is the cheapest way to get around, especially if you're not going far. I take one bus from Kenmore all the way downtown and then I ride the ride free zone just a few blocks for my transfer to get to work. And it's okay, I mean, because they don't take transfers anymore. When they took transfers before, it wasn't such a big deal. However, in the wintertime, there's a lot of people that will ride the bus that are homeless just to stay warm because the bus has heat on it. So they'll ride it from one end, they'll
She's
walk another block, and then they get back on another bus and they ride it back across town the other way.
Hmm. And they are, like I said, they're putting a short circuit bus out there for a free ride for, and maybe that's better. Maybe you're going to segregate all the stanky, homeless, got to stay warm folks onto one bus and spare the rest of the citizenry the exposure.
Jamie, thank you very much.
Texter says that the ride free zone was originally put in place to mitigate traffic in downtown, and we'll be seeing it get bad.
More traffic, yes.
Well, because those buses are going to be sitting there while people count their frigging change out.
Yeah.
One. Two. Wait, right. I have to start over. One.
That's the girl who tried to sell me jeans.
No,
yesterday.
That's a different character. I do. They all sound the same. Yeah. I'm not a character person.
10 minutes after 8. A guy suffered a career-ending injury on the only big league pitch he saw. Yes, he was a minor leaguer. His career ended. But wait, there's a rest of the story also. And when it comes to education, the United States is not bad, not bad. Higher percentage of college graduates. We're bad in other areas, but in this particular survey, we're pretty good. But there are how many countries better than us?
Three.
And who would they be? Let me try and guess one. Is one of them Australia?
No.
Let me guess
India?
Again.
Australia number 9, by the way.
They are number 9, so they're not bad. Is one of them Canada?
Yes.
Hate those Canadians.
Hey. You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
hey, what are you doing this weekend? Maybe you should go bed shopping. It's a great weekend to do it. There's even a little rain out there. It makes me think about cuddling up in my Tempur-Pedic mattress. If you haven't had a new mattress in, say 5 or 6 years, you'd be amazed at what they do with beds these days, especially the Tempur-Pedic. And right now, Tempur-Pedic floor models and closeouts are on sale while supplies last during the Sleep Country USA inventory clearance sale. It is going to end soon, but right now, this weekend, you can get those Tempur-Pedic floor models. Plus, you can save 10, 20, even 35% on a huge selection of Sealy Posturepedic, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster clearance mattress sets. Sheets, they're also on sale. Save 35% on clearance sheets and headboards while supplies last. And also, even some 24-month interest-free financing available on the Tempur-Pedic or Comfort, that is no interest for 2 years of paid in full within 24 months on approved credit with just minimum payments required at Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru at I-90 and Eastgate in Bellevue or chaplinsubaru.com.
They bought the Caffrey's old house next door. Said they were going to restore it to its original design. Crazy, I know. Oh, it's not like there was anything wrong with the place to start with. Next thing I know, they've ripped off all the siding and replaced it with cedar shingles. They redid the kitchen, they're putting in a new bathroom, and last week, they dug up the lawn. Every time I look over there, they're covered in dust. All smiles, as if they were enjoying themselves. I think they've been inhaling too many paint fumes. But I have to admit, the place is coming along. It's actually starting to look nice.
Some people want more out of life, and Safeco insures things that make more possible, like cars and homes. Safeco Insurance. Do more. Find a local agent at Safeco.com. Coverage written and provided by Safeco Insurance Company of America or its affiliates, Seattle, Washington.
Move! I can't see the mirror!
I need to plug my straightener in here.
That's my straightener!
Not after you ruined my old one on your doll.
I don't play with dolls anymore.
Almost done, guys. I gotta go to work.
In a minute!
At this rate, you might want to add another bathroom. U.S. Bank can help with variable rates starting as low as 3.99% APR on a home equity line of credit.
You said it'd be a minute, 9. Okay, now 10 minutes ago.
Just a second.
We know that's not accurate.
Sweetheart, did you use my lipstick again?
No.
But her doll did.
She looks pretty.
Apply today at any U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/low rate, or call 800-209-BANK. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank. For details about credit costs and terms, call 800-209-BANK or see your U.S. banker. Some restrictions may apply, subject to credit approval. Home equity loans and lines are offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, N.D., Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Girls, I really need to get into the... What? I really need to get into the... Are you still speaking?
I'm gonna blow a fuse.
CBS Sunday, The Good Wife returns.
You ready for this?
I hope so.
Guest stars Nathan Lane and Kristen Chenoweth shake things up.
Why do you stay with your husband?
I committed to a marriage.
But he broke his commitment to you.
The Good Wife season premiere, CBS Sunday.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. Sweet, Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, SweetJack.com.
Miller Paint is formulated for our Northwest climate. It's tough, durable, and right now on sale. Stop in and get 25% off all Miller Paint products. Visit MillerPaint.com for more details. Hurry, sale in soon. Miller Paint, our paint since 1890.
If you're going to spend time cooking a roast, you want it to be delicious when it's done. And the best way to ensure a delicious roast is to start with USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef from QFC. Right now, when you buy one certified Angus beef boneless chuck roast or steak, you'll get another one of equal or lesser value free. And in the produce department, the first Honeycrisp apples of the season are in. Honeycrisp apples are bursting with sweet juice and deliver a satisfying crunch with every bite. Right now, they're only $1.88 a pound. And QFC is pleased to introduce Simple Truth, a fresh new option in natural and organic foods. You'll find over 200 great-tasting Simple Truth items throughout the store, with more arriving every day. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Protect yourself and your family with a flu shot from QFC. It's just $25 and there's no appointment necessary. See your QFC pharmacist today for details.
You're not interested in impressing others, just yourself. You don't take shortcuts. Satisfying the status quo doesn't satisfy you. And, quite frankly, good enough is never enough. Now there's a work boot that shares your values. Irish Setter work boots. They're as hardworking and determined as you. Exactly what you'd expect from a revered brand with enduring heritage and pride in craftsmanship. New Irish Setter work boots by Red Wing Shoes. Field experienced. Job ready.
Ford Tough sales event now at Evergreen Ford. 2012 Escape Limited. Just $22.9. F-150 Crew Cab 4x4s with EcoBoost. $10,000 off MSRP. Hurry to Evergreen Ford.
Exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We're seeing some pretty heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves into the Kennedale Hill. Northbound I-5 also backed up from the middle of the Boeing Field up to the Convention Center. They had those smart signs lit up. It looks like they still are with a reduced speed limit. Seeing some heavy crowding both directions of I-90 between I-5 and the water. Southbound 405 also pretty busy from 204th all the way through Kirkland. Your Linwood to Bellevue commute right now looks like it's taking 45 minutes. Coming up at 8:25 on the Bob Rivers Show, comedian actor Bill Bellamy from Chelsea Lately and Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam on HBO. He coined the term booty call. Traffic is brought to you by 7-Eleven. Coffee Day is back at participating 7-Eleven stores. Stop by Friday, September 28th between 6 and 10 a.m. for a free large cup of coffee and grab the special red or blue cups for a free vote in the 7 election. Oh, thank heaven.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
All right. Before we tell you the countries with a higher percentage of college graduates than the United States, should mention that no one has guessed the answer to the question. Joe's wife's letting him buy something. It is something that you put in your mouth, or it makes something you can put in your mouth. A lot of people guessed all kinds of things. Boy, the juicer, the whole deal. They already have a juicer. I will tell you this, and then someone will get it for the tickets to the home show. You'll pull a lever on it, and beer comes out.
Oh.
So
what still could it be?
You know what? This is a lot like the free bus ride right here. This is not hard.
Free tickets to the home show.
Speaking of the free bus ride, boy, people do get about city politics. They're not mellow. I mean, the people who are opposed to the free bus ride are extremists, and the people who are for it are pretty extremists. Someone says, send the bill, the $2 million for the free bus ride, send the bill to that jacktard Tim Iman for his stupid initiatives taking their toll on the state.
They're going to overturn that, by the way. They're trying to overturn that.
Someone else called me something. I like jacktard, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Great word.
Yeah. It's kind of a hipster insult, though, isn't it? It's going to come and go. Someone else heard me and knew I was being a devil's advocate. Bob, you intentional devil's advocate jackass. My mom has polio since she was 12, and there is no blanking way she can walk the free ride distance. And yes, I'm not against your mom with polio. And yes, I think it's wonderful to help people like veterans and the people with that.
Be honest, you hate that guy's mom.
Yeah, I hate his mom. All right. He has me.
Let's just have it come out.
I'm a jacktard.
Yeah, you hate that guy's mom.
But is your mom's ride worth $2 million? And if all the other, I think it should be put to a vote for all the people who ride the bus. They should like take a poll if they're willing to raise the bus ride 5 cents elsewhere to keep that going. And we'll see. The protests will happen, though. There are some members of the show that think the free ride, closing the free ride, will not stand. Much like the erroneous call at the end of the Seahawks game, which did stand.
Yeah, well.
Okay, the countries that are better than us in terms of college graduates, a higher percentage of college graduates. You heard one, Canada.
Number one, by the way, the most educated country in the world.
No kidding.
Canada.
No way.
As far as the amount of adults that have a college education or equivalent, that is number one.
Okay. Number two, Israel. And number three, by the way, 51% of Canadians have tertiary education,
which I think if I had known, if I had gone to college, I would know what that
is. That's a good word. I'm writing that one down.
What does tertiary mean, Eric?
Isn't a university? Yeah, you go to a university.
Not. Israel, 46% have tertiary education. Japan, 45% have tertiary education. United States is number four. We're at 42%. Then it's New Zealand. South Korea, kicking butt and very educated, too. That Gangnam is no accident. Then the United Kingdom is number seven, Finland is number eight, Australia number nine, and Ireland rounds out the top 10 with 37%.
A lot of countries will pay for your college education. I mean, it's a government-provided secondary college education.
And a lot of countries don't let people in if they don't make the grade, even more so than us. So.
Incidentally, a texter points out that the guy texting about his mother having polio just leaves her, does nothing, doesn't help her, doesn't do anything.
Where are you at with your car? Yeah.
He wants the government to do it. You're just, by the way, you're just an instigator, you texter. Does a beer tap count as juicing? Because the guy who said juicing thinks he should have won. Here's Ray in Tacoma. Ray, go ahead.
I say a keg.
The answer is a keg. That is correct. Joe's wife has finally allowed him to get a keg. Why did she not want you to have a keg?
She never did not want me to have a keg. It's just some strange words came out of her mouth a couple days ago.
Was she speaking in tongues?
Well, my wife's getting loose, let me just say.
She's getting loose.
Compared to the woman I married, and I love it, you know, because
she used to be in Bible study group.
Yeah, and we still go to church. It's not a religious thing, you know. I mean,
she used to be a really conservatively straight-laced, not let her hair down type, according to you.
She used to be more caring what people think, and then now she's starting to feel really secure about us and herself, I think, and just not caring because
now she's getting loose.
Yeah, in a good way. And a perfect example of that was a couple days ago. Her birthday's coming up next month, and I said, sweetie, I know you've got the weekend off. What you want to do? I was thinking about a trip to Leavenworth, but I don't know how smoky it's going to be, or, you know, maybe go to the coast, or, you know, we're shooting these ideas around. And she says, you know what we should do? She says, we should just have a party. And I said, oh, you want like me to invite your family and we'll barbecue for them? She goes, oh, no, just have a party. Go buy a keg. And, you know, just whoever wants to come can come. And those words have never come out of her.
You're going to have a rave. At your house?
Not a rave, a party, a kegger, like the old...
Whoever wants to come can come is a rave.
Well,
right?
Not exactly.
We put it on social network.
No, well, you're tertiary.
That's what it is.
She said whoever wants to... You said she's loose.
All her tertiary loose friends can come.
No, not tertiary, but more tertiary than she's ever been before. I mean, usually there would be a very carefully thought out...
It's going to be a tertiary party.
And she said, oh, we won't worry about the house. I mean, you know.
What?
She doesn't even like for the mailman to see the house if there's something out of place. So
it's like when she opens the door?
Right,
don't come
right.
in. It's a mess.
It's not clean, you know.
She's going to have
you can't deliver that package.
She's going to have a keg.
Exactly.
A big, huge party.
Yeah.
And you'll invite everyone you know? Will I be invited?
You'll be invited.
Even you, Bob.
I don't feel special. Well, she said, I don't care who comes.
Well, right. No,
sure, let him come.
She specifically said you, but she says, I feel bad because I know he's going to make an excuse not to come.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if you're having a party. Are you kidding?
All right. Well, because I know weekends are precious for you. And usually,
they're precious, and usually I get away from you.
But you did say that her and all her loose friends would be there.
Yeah. I mean, if your wife's going to be there and she's going to be loose, I want to see it. All right. Let's introduce Bill Bellamy, who's just walked in. I'm excited to see Bill. He's been on the show. Once or twice before, Bill?
Twice.
Bill Bellamy has a new Showtime special next month. He also has a just-launched syndicated sitcom, Mr. Box Office. And you can see him live this weekend at the Parlor in Bellevue to get tickets to see the man who made Booty Call, the universally known phrase that it is.
Yeah, you.
Go to parlorlive.com. Or bobrivers.com, we have a link. Bill Bellamy, welcome back. How you doing?
Oh, thank you for having me back. Mr. Rivers, man, let me tell you something. You guys, you got to have fun here. You know, you got it feels a lot of manpower. You got a little estrogen right there.
Thank you.
It's a really nice tablespoon of estrogen. You know, that's a nice mixture right there. You know what I mean? It's made for great moments.
It's like a soup, you know.
I walk in here. You got a mascot outside. You got Spike on a pogo stick. This is crazy.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Spike's a big dude. He's not a regular guy, and he's good on the pogo.
He's not bad at it.
Thank you.
We're a loose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Joe's wife. Did you hear that?
What's up with the wife?
Well, she's not loose. She's just loosening up.
Like a slot machine at a good casino. Yeah, she's loosening up.
She's pumping her arm. You know, she married me, and I'm an old hippie guy. Right. I'm pretty.
You still got that wild side to you because you're an old school hippie dude. Right. So it's up under there.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been loose since I've been.
Joe's very loose.
Yeah, I've been loose my whole life.
Yeah.
But she's been fairly conservative. I mean, raised fairly conservative. She likes to have her fun, but she's a more family-centric kind of
right.
You know? And two words would help explain it. Lights out.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, pitch black. No question. I mean, that's never going to change. I mean, look
that's
at me.
That's not going to change.
What, you blame me for that?
But he looks like he was at Woodstock, like, back in the day, and it was just straight, like, amazing.
I was too young for Woodstock, but I did see Jerry Garcia play over 100 times.
See, there you go. You're a rock and roll guy, hippie at heart. You do some wild things, have done some wild things. Do you still want to keep it a little wild?
Just a tad. But I live in the, you know, kind of conservative part of town, and I work at this local school, so I can't be too wild.
You got to go on vacation to do it. Yeah. He's got to go. He's got to do hedonism.
But he does, you know what he does? He's going to Vegas, and he spent $39 on a hotel room in Vegas.
That's wrong way to be loose.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man. You're doing, like, what do they call that?
Circus.
No, not this time.
They call it the bed bug tour.
You staying at the Frontier?
No, not the Frontier.
Bring your own bed bug?
Not that nice.
They finally burned the Frontier down. Yeah. It's not even there anymore. It's for health
You can't
reasons,
even but... stand there. You can't even stay there because you just get, like, methyloma or whatever that stuff is.
Mesothelioma.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
I've been to the Frontier.
If you're afraid of that, you are loose. Yeah.
I'm sure you do Vegas a lot, I would imagine.
Yeah, but I do it different. I do it a little bigger.
I spend $34 a minute.
I spend $3,000 in a night.
There you go.
You go to Vegas.
But it's all budget, though.
No. Are you a whale?
You know what? I am a whale.
Okay.
But you know what I am?
Tell them what a whale is.
Let me tell you what the whale is. The whale is you're the guy or what that the casino says, well, he's going to spend some money. Mm-hmm. So what they do, they give you everything.
Yeah.
I had a dolphin in my room the other day. I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous.
Nice.
This thing won't shut up. I'm like, dude, can I just get a puppy or something, a regular dog? You're doing anything to make me come here. So what they do is they'll fly you in or they'll give you all the perks. So they're like, okay, say for instance you get your card, and what they do is you're a guy that they rely on to spend money. Mm-hmm. So they can send you a whale, and there's different levels of whales.
Right.
And
what level are you at?
I'm a baby whale.
Okay.
Okay. I need my mom and dad. Yeah. You know,
right. People like baby whales.
Like the whale is the Asian dudes.
Yeah.
The Asian dudes got that cake. I'm talking about that money. That's double to money. See, I said it twice.
Yeah.
Money on top of money. That's money. So what they do, these Asian guys come in. They fly them in private plane, everything. Their rooms come with 32 strippers.
Nice.
And they,
in the room, just
wait. They're just there, and they're already dancing to their own song. It doesn't matter. And then what they do is they get you, they entertain you. They make you have a stellar weekend so that you can come drop that money. That's all.
He's down about $600,000, but it's early.
No,
it's early. It's been about 3 hours.
This one, you know you in the game when it comes to casinos, when you're in that room by yourself. You ever notice that room, that unlimited room is a room? When you go to the casinos, you know there's regular people where you see everyone. We're having fun. We're losing. We're winning. We're hanging out there. That little room in the corner over there where the one Asian guy's sitting there and he's really contemplating dropping another million, that is the whale room.
That's the big whale.
That's the big dog.
Where do like Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan, these guys, they love Vegas. Where do they rank?
They
go in that room for about 10 minutes and they get
out. That's it. So now you're here in Seattle this weekend.
Yes, man.
And look at you. The way you're very styling.
Thank you, man.
You look great.
I always dress with a jacket up here, you know, because the weather is so different from LA weather. Right. here. You guys get that little, it's got a little brisk thing going on. Mm-hmm. It could be cold. It could be rainy usually. So I was like, let me come up here, bring a little scarf because you never know. Mm-hmm. I just left 89 degrees yesterday. Oh, God, it was so wonderful.
Where were you? Is that L.A.?
I was in L.A. I was in L.A. It was 89 degrees, beautiful skies. As we were landing, the plane said, oh, my God. It's about to be chilly. The wings didn't want to come down. Wow.
Then you'll be in Bellevue.
I'll be in Bellevue, which, by the way, is probably the cleanest city I've ever seen in my entire life. Right. Like, it looks like if you throw a gum wrapper on the ground, a machine would come out and flog you.
It's like Singapore.
Yeah, it's pep, 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 put it back in your pocket. Pep, 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 pep. It is wonderful. It's wonderful. The Parlor Live is probably one of the most beautiful comedy clubs you'll ever go to see comedy. It's set up like you can shoot a special in there. It's beautiful.
Do you need things to do while you're in Seattle?
Yes. I don't know anything except for the fish market. Guys, please step it up.
Yeah.
And I know you party.
Yeah. And Bellevue. Bellevue's my city. What do we do up there, man?
Give me a breakfast spot because after we finish radio and TV, I got to go somewhere.
This morning you want to have breakfast.
Yeah, like a good breakfast spot. Like that's a local, like good.
Well, you're going back to Bellevue, right?
Yeah,
No, I'm staying there.
Well, I got to do everything in Bellevue.
Well, there's a place right down the street.
All right, go ahead. Talk to me. Go ahead.
Chase's Pancake Corral. It's on the same street.
You can tell he eats.
You don't have bench seating, do you?
You just see the way he said that. Chase's Pancake Corral. Like, he looked back, his eyes rolled back. If you could see the way his eyes rolled back when he said corral.
Kind of like Jesse Pinkman right after he shot up. That's exactly right.
They're going to drive you right by there, Bill. Your limo is going to go right by that. It's on Bellevue Way. It'll be on your right.
And it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have when you go there?
Pancakes.
Oh,
it's a corral.
Dude, I can tell you like to eat, man.
Yeah. No.
You get it in. You like a food GPS. He could tell you everything. Man, go up there 3 blocks.
I'll tell you.
Wendy's. There's a Wendy's right there, 24 hours.
Now, this
recalculate.
This place could give you a little more as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. They don't really heap it on.
You want a little more food. You want a heap of food.
But it's good food, and they've got the sausage.
Oh.
They've got the patty, the hand-packed patty sausage.
You notice how he put his hands together. Let me tell you something, people.
Let me tell you something.
This is when you know a person loves food. His eyes rolled back when he mentioned the corral. And he said hand. His hands actually went together like he was clapping. Am I making this up?
No.
He said the hand. You make that patty yourself and make it a nice shape. And then what? Then what do you chase that with? Orange juice, coffee? Where we going?
Oh, I go coffee.
Coffee. Go old school.
Bloody
coffee.
Mary if it's a weekend. You know.
Oh, Bloody Mary.
At the Pancake Corral.
This
like dude's a Bloody Mary.
Pancakes and Bloody Mary. This guy's a
well,
beast.
Actually, you got to go to Little John's if you want the Bloody Mary because they got the lounge. If you really want to see something obscene right up the road here.
Obscene?
Yeah, there's a place.
But wait a minute. His eyes will roll back in his head and it'll be food again.
It's going to be food. Yeah. Go ahead.
There's a place called Beth's Cafe and they do a 12-egg omelet. It's 12 eggs.
Do not send Bill to Beth's Cafe.
Dude, I look like I'm going to eat 12 eggs in one sitting? That is a cholesterol attack.
Yeah, you're not going there.
I'm not recommending it, and I'm telling
but
you,
it's great.
Obscene.
It's nasty.
It's big. It's big and nasty.
I was, I travel a lot. I'm going to share this with you, Bob, because I know you travel, too, with your private planes and all your healthy lifestyle. So, Mr. Rivers, I travel a lot, and I eat, you know, different places just for the fun and nostalgia. I actually went to a place. There's two places that I want to tell you about that is insane. I was in, was it San Jose? No, Sacramento. Sacramento. They have a pancake. They call it a hubcap. It is
it's that big.
It is humongous.
Yeah.
I don't know how they flip it. I think a forklift. But anyway, it's so big and they feed it to you and they put a stick of butter. They stab it. But it's the best thing.
Yeah.
You pour like so much syrup, you can share it with at least six people. That's one thing that I've seen.
Then
I was in Kansas City. And in Kansas City, they got this thing called a hamburger. It's the size of a pizza. Have you ever seen this?
I have seen a picture of it, yeah.
And what it is, it's a huge, I think they pack it, like you said.
Hand-packed.
This thing is a monster burger. Like, you can feed a whole family. Like, and it's tomatoes, lettuce, it's a mess. Sesame seeds. Just imagine a hamburger on steroids. And you cut, it is so good.
Bill, you know what? Yes. You're not that different from Joe.
Yeah, I'm just the skinny version of Joe. Because didn't my eyes just roll back, Joe?
I saw the eyes, yeah. Let me ask you this. You're married with two kids.
Yes.
You are traveling a lot as a comedian,
I pick it up.
How does that work? How do you keep it together? Do you check in with your wife? Do you call her and say, hey, honey, I'm just finishing up. Yeah, I'm going right to the room. Yeah,
no, it's not that bad. Yeah. That's pretty bad. You're like, I just got in my room. No, what it is like balance. So, you know, I have small kids. So my kids are like 6 and 9. Mm-hmm. And what I like is FaceTime.
So FaceTime, on the Apple phone.
Yeah, yeah, FaceTime is brilliant because I get a chance. I can see my kids every day. So it's like, you know, we do our little FaceTime thing and my kids are like all up on the screen. They can't figure out the distance yet. Yeah. So their nose is dead. What are you doing? They're just smashed up against the back up, son. Back up. You got something in your nose. So anyway, FaceTime is cool. And then I take off too. Like I don't work every weekend. But right now, things are good. Like, things are hot. So
you
TV show, the
sitcom,
new special.
Yeah.
So now, you know, I'm booking a lot of dates, so I kind of got to space it out because I still got to do stuff at the school with the kids. So that's the thing. That's my real life.
Are you funny when you go into the teachers?
Yeah. I'm real silly. Like, everybody... This is the thing. I'm a goofy dad. Like, I always imagined if I was ever to have kids, I wanted to be a fun dad like Bill Cosby was. Like, I was like, I want to be a fun dad. Like, I don't want to be the mean or stiff dad, even though I can be kind of strict with my kids. But I'm a balance of like, you know, being fun. But then they know when I'm serious. They know when I'm not playing. And like, daddy is crazy. Okay, cool. We better make sure we do our homework because daddy is acting crazy.
Your new TV show, if I read right, you got like a 120 episode deal or something?
Is 104. So what we did is basically historic.
That's unprecedented.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
Everyone's tripping because it's true. It's like we did it differently. What we did was we shot our pilot and we went around the country and sold the show to every TV station. And they liked the premise, and then they signed up. Each station signed on, then another one signed on to put the show on television.
So you're independent.
So we're independent.
Yeah,
and
it means you own it all. You're following in Oprah's footsteps, aren't you?
Come on, baby.
Yeah,
come on, baby. I'm about to get that money. I'm about to get that Bob Rivers money, baby.
Oh, I see that.
I'm going from baby whale to silver whale.
You're going to be a whale.
I'm on my way. I'm on the runway to big whale dome. Yeah. So it is definitely a different way to do television. You have more ownership in it, you know what I mean?
You have creative control, too.
You have creative control. And what we did was we came up with, a premise that fits every demographic. I play an actor who's a superstar guy who basically got in some trouble with TMZ, and instead of going to jail, they sent him to community service to teach at a school. So it's like Welcome Back, Carter meets Entourage. So I'm like, I'm living in Bel Air in a mansion. I teach in the hood, and
what are you teaching?
I'm teaching English. And these kids are literally like, they are two nice looking kids. Like, I thought we were going to have like a little more
Horseshack.
My kids are like, actually, they don't look that bad. Like, I'm like, this is not a bad school. This is middle of the road.
Well, it's eye candy, right?
It's eye candy. Yeah, these kids are nice. They're really funny actors. They're really, really good. And I play off them very well. And I have a chef and my best friends live with me. And John Lovitz, he plays my agent. John Lovitz, by the way, I don't know if you know how funny this man
is. Super funny.
He is super funny. He plays the whole Jewish kind of like, you know, particulars, everything bothers him thing so funny. Like, he steals every scene. He's hilarious. Hmm. We got Gary Busey playing the science teacher.
Wow.
This is just like God just blessing us with this
man.
Did
you find Gary on a park bench and just say that?
No, we just went to the crack house. And we was like, who's the most talented person? And then he was like, I am. And we got him.
That's awesome. What a great gathering of talent.
Yeah, man.
Very funny talent.
It's very funny talent. The kids are wonderful. We have Vivica Fox playing like this cougar teacher. We've never seen her teach, but she's always in the teacher's lounge, and she's on top of me. Yeah. She is chasing me all over school.
So didn't Busey do some Entourage?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And you know, on Entourage, he played Gary Busey, of course.
Absolutely.
Does he?
Who out.
Does he play Gary Busey in your show?
No, no. Okay. He just plays like this whacked out, crazy, you know.
All right, Gary Busey. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Just with a jacket on, Gary Busey. But let me tell you what's to his defense, and we all joke about it, but what is amazing about Gary Busey, and people need to give him credit for this, whatever's going on in his personal life, when they say action, he is on fire.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. He knows everything that he's doing, dog. Like, he'll be like, Bill, look in the scene. What we're going to do, I'm going to come at you. I'm just going to let it fly. And you're good. You're a giver. Do with it.
And they say he's on fire like Mr. Joshua from On Fire. He's got his hand with a Bunsen burner. This is what fire
so in real talented. Life, in real life, even as a character on your show, he has you a little
He
worried.
Has me yeah. very edgy.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do. No one knows
but
what's going
working
on in
it.
His trailer.
He knows he's doing
but
it.
But he yeah. knows. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's yeah. what's so brilliant about it. He gets it that he's a little edgy. He knows where he's coming from. But his mechanics are flawless.
Now, you didn't guarantee him 102 episodes.
I don't know if he's going to make them all. But we put him in there, though. Whatever yeah. ones he can make, he can do.
Or till death do us part.
Yeah. Right. I think he can do at least 60.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. He's great that guy. Makes me want to see it. Well, Lovitz, too. Lovitz as an agent.
Yeah.
Now, the signature agent part, of course, is Jeremy Piven.
Sorry, yeah.
And then you've got the agent in Californication.
Yes.
Lovitz looks like maybe
yeah,
a cross
between. He's a mix between the two.
Yeah.
He's obnoxious. He thinks that life is all about him and it's all about the money. But we're best of friends. Like, I get it. Okay, he plays Bobby Gold. Bobby's my dude. I love Bob. Bob just crazy.
Right.
Bob's gonna say something that's a little racist. He's gonna say something that's
in front
little...
of you.
Oh yeah,
of course,
because yeah. that's who he is.
Yeah,
he doesn't mean any harm. He's just being honest, and he's gonna say the truth no matter what. He's like, he's always on me about making money because that's what it is. He's an agent. Agents are about the money.
And the artist is about the creativity.
Absolutely.
And the agent has to say no. Stuff.
He
those...
hates me yeah, being yeah. at the school, yeah. and he comes to the school all the time. He's mean to the kids. He hates that I'm teaching and I should be making movies. The last episode that we shot last week was that I'm actually going to do this movie. He found the movie that I'm going to do and he is delighted. Oh my God. We found the script, so my next movie's coming up and the premise is that I'm doing the movies during the summer. And, you know, I'm teaching in the fall.
Bill Bellamy, don't miss him this weekend. Yeah, as he gets busier and busier with these shows yeah. and specials and all of that, it's a treat to see him in Seattle. 7:30 and 10 o'clock tonight, tomorrow at the Parlor.
Thank you, man. Bob, if you can come out, man, I'm going to treat
I
you to
I want to come. Yeah.
I got a bottle of whatever you drink, man. I'm sure it's like milk and magnesia.
Oh, man, he's sober. That's the wrong
thing.
I
said milk and magnesia.
No, I've been
okay,
sober
a bottle of,
clean you out.
I used to be a whale, now I'm a guppy.
get him some Metamucil. Clean him out.
Goldfish yeah. cracker. He is.
I got to ask you a serious question, though. We could do it off the air, but my son is touring the country. He's 3.5 years into comedy.
Oh, for real? That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, no, for real. He opened for Billy Gardell a couple weeks ago. And he's a little frightened this weekend because he's in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And he's playing a black room.
Oh, he is?
And he's done it several times.
Okay.
And he says it either goes very well.
Or bad.
Or they kill you.
The best thing about it, this is what I love about black audiences, right? We are the most honest audience in the world. You're going to know if you're hitting. We don't play. The white audiences, you guys are nice.
Right.
You guys know this guy's eating it.
He's trying
very hard. He's getting it together. Don't boo Joe.
He's trying very
hard.
He's
a good kid. I can tell.
Look at him.
You guys are courteous. Black people, we just don't want to be courteous. We're like, look, we pay X amount of dollars. Get it together. It's your job. You're supposed to be on point. So the good thing about it for him is that he should do as many black clubs as he can, and just so that he can have the diversity of knowing how to work each thing. It does. I do every kind of crowd, and that's how I became good, because you got to be able to read audiences, you got to be able to read the room, feel the people, look at the demographic, uh-huh. and be able to do your material, because what is comedy if I can't relate to you? Do you feel me?
Yeah.
So to him, I'm give him kudos to him.
Well, he said that he liked the best feeling he ever had was he went to one of these last year.
Uh-huh.
And he got up there, and he had a little fear, and they smelled the fear.
Yeah.
And for 20 minutes, nobody laughed. And he said the whole thing was horrible. And even when the MC came up to introduce the next act, They were like, well, he was like, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing.
Yeah. Just like, I've seen a lot of comics do that. And that's the thing that, you know, people don't realize how hard it is. It is really, really hard. All you have is a microphone. You got some water and you got to talk. And
that's
you
it.
Got
You're all by
to
yourself.
Be fun. You're by yourself. Yeah. No parachute, right? The best thing that he could ever do is when he is bombing or if he's having a bad set, admit it.
Yeah. Well, he went
Tell
back.
Tell the truth. This is bad.
He went back. Same place.
And he killed it. Yeah. There it is.
So
see
said,
that?
That's what he. And now he
I
wants
like
to
stories.
See. So he actually told me, how do I get into more black clubs? I don't know how he does.
You
got
to know more black people.
Well,
so tell him to hang out with Bill Bellamy. I'm black.
A challenge for
I'm
him.
Black. I'm actually black.
Did yeah.
you
Are you
black?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's a white kid, so he loves black music.
Yeah.
In fact, one of his jokes is, I love rap music because I'm white and my parents are rich.
That's oh, you got to love that.
So, and
that's your segue.
Well, I used to. He says there are black rooms in Seattle like on a Wednesday night.
Play them. I promise you that if he plays those little small rooms, those rooms will make him a better comedian because you will have to come, you'll step your game up. Like, this is the thing. I think I played every kind of room from Apollo to Radio City. I've played every kind of venue in my career, right? But there's nothing like the small club.
Right.
I found a comedian named Jeff Dye who was on Last Comic
Standing.
Yeah,
he's from Kent.
Love Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff Dye. Yeah. I want to take credit for his career.
Oh, okay.
Not this whole career, but for the moment that I went to this dingy club. It was in the basement. He was this young, talented dude in a hole in a wall. I walked in there with my producers and everybody, and I spotted Jeff Dye. He will tell you to this day, yo, Bill Bellamy came in the basement, saw me, and next thing you know, he almost won Last Comic Standing right here from Seattle Watcher. Those little rooms create diamonds.
What are your milestones? Who did you like? Did you grow up liking a certain comic?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Robin Williams, Bill Cosby, Eddie Murphy. I like Sinbad, George Carlin.
Right.
I mean, you got to know the greats, man. You got, like, let me tell you a true story. I saw Don Rickles 2 weeks ago, right? I'm in Malibu, and I'm gassed up, and I was too nervous to go
Hold on, Joe. Could you translate gassed up for me? What does that mean?
He was kind of in awe, you know?
I was in awe.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Only a hippie would know
Joe translates.
He translates.
He translates rap songs.
Yeah, he knows how it works. So I'm so in awe of Don Rickles. Now, everybody's acting normal, right? Except Bill. I'm tripping. And he was with Bob Newhart.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. What
Do
a
you
combo.
Understand? That's like 1,000 years of comedy. And they were both having dinner, and I wanted to walk over there and just get a picture and say thank you. But I was too embarrassed.
Look at that.
See that? How did you get that?
Don Rickles played Snoqualmie
Spike has
Casino.
A picture of Don Rickles.
And me and Don Rickles. Yeah. And it is. You're right. It's like touching the hand of God.
Yes,
it's like pulling God's finger.
Like if you think of Hall of Fame in comedy. He's in the Hall of Fame. Him and Bob Newhart are like pioneers.
Let me ask you a question. Would you still be doing it 106 years old like Joan Rivers and those guys?
If I can remember.
If you can.
And if I can write, I will do comedy forever. You know why? Because it gives me so much joy. It's fun. Like it's not a job to make people laugh. You know, it's not. I mean, I write jokes all the time. Like, stuff comes up in my head. Oh, let me write that down because I'm not going to remember. Now I write it. I put it on my iPhone. I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Because those are just thoughts that
do
I
Do you tweet
write.
Out your jokes?
Some of them I do.
Yeah, but do you save that some of them you save?
Like I save some for the show, but like I wrote one this morning. It's kind of like, okay, it just came off the top of my head. I said, Mitt Romney is like a replacement ref. No matter what he sees, he can't call it. See what I'm saying? It's cute. Yeah. One, two, boom, boom. But when you read, like, when you follow me on Twitter, I want you to read it and kind of like go, that is actually kind of funny. You know what I mean? I had another one, right? This is another one I put out this one. This is hilarious. I do shout outs. I call them shout out. Shout out to all the people. And then I write a joke. I said, shout out to all the women who thought they were pregnant, but they got their little thing today. Hallelujah. See that? Yeah. See that?
Yeah.
They thought they were pregnant. And all of a sudden, they get the little thing, and they're like, yes! I'm back in the game, going to the club.
You want them to know you're on their side.
I'm rooting for that chick.
Very good.
She thought she was out of the game.
Yeah. It's a very inclusive thing you put on there.
Bill Bellamy, tonight, tomorrow,
thanks,
at
Bob.
The parlor. I'm going to come out and see you.
Come on out, Bob.
It should be fun.
Do you need a table? Do you have any people?
Usually I can Usually.
I'm just saying because I know you're
I don't want to be treated.
You roll like 10 deep. Let's be honest.
I don't want to be treated elite. You know,
dude, you're an elitist, dude. You got stock.
I think I'm
in
a whale at the parlor, though. I may not be a guppy there.
He's so rich. People, listen to me. This guy. Have you ever seen a guy park his private plane outside the radio station? Who does that? Only Bob Rivers.
They're doing a huge article on him Sunday in the Seattle Times. A big tribute, like glossy. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Front page.
Yeah.
Bob Rivers, man, this dude is classic.
Bill Bellamy.
Let me $20. Bob.
Some people call it insider trading. Some people just call it a leg up.
By the way, we haven't seen that article yet.
Right? Yeah, we don't know.
It could be a whole hit piece.
We don't know.
No, hopefully they're giving you love. Please don't let it be a slam
piece.
It's
called The Place Smelled Like Salami. What a bunch of a-holes.
Oh!
What's the most you ever spent to look good? Someone just spent $250,000 getting their nails done. I'll give you one guess who it might be. $250,000 manicure.
I'm just going to, off the top of my head, I got to say something. It's got to be like Lady Gaga.
We'll give you the answer right after these.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
On 95.7.
KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, they have cleared up an accident. I-405 northbound at 522. Southbound 405, though, is pretty backed up from 527 through Kirkland, while northbound 405 through the S-curves, still a struggle. Northbound I-5 has improved. It's still a little bit busy from the Michigan curve up to the Convention Center. And it looks like your Everett to Seattle commute right now taking you 40 minutes. Traffic is brought to you by Washington State Patrol. Troopers are making an extra effort in King County looking for people who are driving recklessly around big trucks. The goal is to lower fatalities and injuries and to keep traffic moving. Leave more space for trucks. Don't get a ticket.
Picture this, a world where no child is born with HIV, a world where no death is caused by a mosquito bite or by tuberculosis. It is possible. Preventable diseases like AIDS, malaria, and TB can be stopped. We've made huge progress. What we need is the funding and effort to deliver on these goals. What we need now is one big push. You can make decisions that count toward putting AIDS, TB, and malaria behind us. Join the big push at HuffingtonPost.com/thebigpush.
Experience the thrill and excitement of Tulalip's supercharged rewards this September. Race on over with your weekly redemption coupons to win free gas, cash, and more. And don't forget, on Monday, October 1st, every Rewards Club member present has a chance to drive off in a brand new sports car. Join the supercharged rewards this September at Tulalip. Find all the exciting details at TulalipCasino.com.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant presents Journey to Comfort with John Elway.
It was my rookie year, and my first game out there, I'm sweating bullets. But of course, I stuck my hand underneath the guard and not the center. I could hear the giggles throughout the whole stand. They couldn't figure out what the heck I was doing. I still haven't lived that one down.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant provides powerful 48-hour protection to guard against sweat and odor, plus 1/4 moisturizing technology. Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Welcome to the ATM. Please select among the following options.
Cash withdrawal from my checking account.
This bank will charge you a fee for this transaction. Do you wish to continue?
Not really, no.
Then I'm afraid you won't get your money.
Wait a minute, what?
It's called a convenience fee. Do you wish to continue?
Convenience fee?
Before I can give you your money, I'll need to charge you a convenience fee.
But this is my money.
And this is our fee. Do you wish to continue?
If you believe getting your money shouldn't cost you money, then open a connected checking account at Banner Bank. We don't charge a fee for using other banks' ATMs. And if another bank charges you to get your money from their ATM, we'll refund that fee too.
You will be charged a fee for this transaction. Do you wish to continue?
I've got connected checking with Banner Bank, so yeah, I do wish to continue.
Open a Banner Bank connected checking account and make every ATM in the country feel like a Banner Bank ATM. This is banking as you don't know it. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
You love superheroes, right? I mean, who doesn't? The outfits, the superpowers, the action and adventure. Well, you can bring home one of the best superhero movies of all time right now. It's The Avengers, and you can get it at Fred Meyer for just $16.99 on DVD. And if you buy The Avengers DVD or Blu-ray combo pack, Freddy's will give you dinner. You'll get a 2-liter bottle of any Dr. Pepper product, a Red Baron pizza feast for one, and a 6-count package of Pop Secret microwave popcorn. Just use our in-store manufacturer's coupon. So all you have to do is buy The Avengers right now at Fred Meyer, and you'll get free soda, popcorn, and pizza. Now that's a great deal. See store for details. Items subject to availability.
Here's something knocking at the door. That's the sound of amazing savings at Fred Meyer's Doorbuster Sale.
It's going on this Friday night from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. You'll find special deals, discounts, and great values throughout the store. It's a sale you don't want to miss. Only at Fred Meyer.
Hot dogs, get your hot dogs here.
Yo, over here, just mustard.
What if you had to buy everything the way you buy a car?
This is your lucky day, my friend. I am just one dog away from quota, so I got a deal for you. Check out this fully loaded hot dog, 1 pound of Kobe beef.
Yeah?
Smoked over all the wood with a lobster filling. It's like a frickin' surf and turf on a bun.
How much for that?
For you, $26.
$26 for a hot dog?
At Mike's Car Subaru, you can buy a car like everything else. No haggling, no games, just our best price on every car, every day.
Don't focus on the price, my friend. We offer financing.
What?
Just $3 a month. You can swing that.
At Mike Scarf Subaru, well-qualified buyers get 0% financing for a limited term on every new Subaru Outback, Legacy, and Forester, now through October 1st. That's right, 0% financing and bottom-line pricing. Only at Mike Scarf Subaru.
In the new CBS series Made in Jersey, Jana Montgomery plays a rookie lawyer in Manhattan's biggest law firm. We asked if that made her character an underdog.
Maybe, but every underdog has a day.
Made in Jersey, series premiere tonight, only CBS.
Attention Seattle wine lovers. CosPlus World Market's annual red wine event continues this weekend. Get great prices on over 150 wines like Alta Ridge 25 Brix Merlot, normally $17.99, now just $7.99. This weekend only while it lasts.
T-minus and counting. 59. 58.
It's the zero down countdown, and it's happening right now during T-Mobile's Magenta Deal Days. For a limited time, get any 4G smartphone for zero down. That's no down payment on the fastest 4G smartphones. Every Windows phone, every Android and BlackBerry phone, even the Samsung Galaxy S3, on sale for zero down. And remember, our fastest 4G smartphones deserve unlimited nationwide 4G data, and only T-Mobile has it. All 4G smartphones, all zero down, all in a nationwide 4G network. So get to your nearest T-Mobile store now. Because while our 4G data is unlimited, our 4G smartphone sale ends Sunday, September 30th. It's Magenta Deal Days, only at T-Mobile.
Mail-in rebate card monthly device payments and new two-year contract on unlimited nationwide 4G value data plan required while supplies last. For example, Samsung Galaxy S3, $149.99 down before rebate, $20 per month for 20 months, $549.99 total. 0% APR OAC. See participating stores for details.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, seeing some heavy crowding still northbound 405 through the S-curves and a little congestion as you make your way through the Kennedale Hill. Southbound 405 is backed up from 527 in through Kirkland. Your Linwood to Bellevue commute right now taking you about 45 minutes. Everett to Seattle, a 38-minute drive with the heaviest traffic through Linwood and Edmonds. Make sure you check out the Sunday Seattle Times. The Bob Rivers Show is the cover story in Pacific Northwest Magazine.
State Farm proudly presents the all-new Traffic Divas Traffic Alerts for 2012. For free, personalized traffic text updates directly from me to you, text the word traffic to 52309. That's traffic to 52309, a service of your friends at State Farm.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJR-FM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone tonight.
How did Kelly Osbourne spend $250,000 on her nails?
Because they crushed diamonds up and put it in the polish.
Obviously.
She says she's not sorry. It was a black diamond manicure. You're not kidding.
No.
Just before the Emmys.
A black diamond manicure is available just north of Tacoma. Costs $6. It's in the town of Black Diamond.
She tweeted
that's hilarious.
Thank you very much.
That's really actually.
What do you mean?
That was great.
Thank you.
She said that I see my, and I guess Twitter followers were upset. She said, I see my nail polish has offended some of you. However, I see your point, but it was a once in a lifetime experience.
Like feeding an African nation.
Wasting the amount of money to feed a nation.
Yeah, that is a once in a lifetime experience.
Let me ask a question about that because it brings up an interesting point. Do you automatically resent someone who blows, you know, who enjoys excess to celebrate their good fortune? Because what's the difference between the $250,000 manicure and maybe somebody who makes a lot less money blowing some money on a night on the town? I mean, you're blowing money that you're celebrating yourself. You're going outside of what you should spend. Is it worse when a richer person does?
That's a fair analogy, but for somebody like Kelly, and this does offend me.
I know. I'm looking right at you.
I know, because let's face it, you've got a pretty great life. You're on TV. You've lived a life.
I know she has a great life, by the way. A lot of rich people are miserable.
Hasn't she, like, almost committed suicide?
Yeah, but she's happier now.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Well, you know what? Her nail's done.
I'm not saying every day.
250, baby.
I'm not saying every day.
It's the suicide prevention nail polish.
Actually, no. Yeah. She is happier now.
She is on Joan Rivers Fashion Police as a regular panel member.
Okay.
She is respected. She's accomplished. She's had a track record of
ups
and
downs. But you don't know what's in her head. But go ahead with your thing anyway.
If you need to put $250,000 on your fingernails to feel good about yourself, to indulge yourself after the life you've been privileged enough to be born into, get over yourself and spend that money on something. You want to feel good about yourself?
Get over yourself.